The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams, your host, and we are on a mission. That mission is, number one, get rid of the Democratic politicians. Get them all out of office because they are zeros, folks. They are zeros. Look at what they're doing to this country, okay? That's the first mission. We'll tell you on down the line during this broadcast what our other missions are. But our phone number here is 251-343-0106. You can text me at that same number, 251-343-0106. Well, folks, it was a very busy week since last Tuesday night. There are a lot of things going on, especially with this with the primary coming up on the 24th of May. We have a lot of people running for office, okay? I think the governor's office election, we have like 8 people. Then the Senate, U.S. Senate race, we have 5 people, and so on and so on. And even the Democrats, I heard that there were 5 Democrats in the race for governorship. And that's surprising. That's surprising. But let everything roll. We will see what happened. And tonight we're supposed to have some guests who are running for office to call in. I had that list on my phone, but guess what, folks? 3 days ago, it was destroyed. And I tried to recoup all of my texts and my emails. Forget it. Forget it. I lost everything. Okay? So, but the guests are listening. Our guests are listening. So if you're listening, just call in. We'll get to you. And remember, we're not endorsing anyone who call in. We're giving you the chance to tell the listening audience what your platform is about and what you plan on doing or what you're not planning on doing. Okay? So, feel free to call in and let us know what's going on with your campaign. I had a meeting tonight, but I won't talk about that meeting. But on last Saturday night, folks, we had the Alabama Minority GOP annual banquet at the Holiday Inn on Tillman's Corner. Very good. Very good. Good turnout. Good turnout. And our guest speaker, Star Parker, she was outstanding. I mean, she really let loose. And she assured me that she would come on this program as a guest speaker. You remember Letitia Jones? Well, Star is more gutsy than Letitia. And you know Letitia, she's a fireball, okay? And we're going to have her back on the show. But Star Parker, she tells you the way it is. And she's lived it, folks. She's lived it. My only disappointment about Saturday night is the leadership, the Republican leadership in Baldwin and Mobile County, none of them showed up. None of the politicians showed up. Pete Ream was there, okay? He showed up. But where are the rest, you know? The minority Republicans are supporting the Republican Party. We need the Republican Party to support the minority GOP. It was very disappointing to me that nobody showed up. Totally unbelievable. Now, some of the candidates showed up, okay? But none of the political figures showed up. And that was disappointing because, look, we have our annual banquet in different cities. The last one we had was in Montgomery. The one before that was in Birmingham. Before that, it was in Huntsville. And this time around, we brought it back to Mobile. Now, we should be getting the support from Republicans. Come on, people out there. We are one. We are one. If we want to defeat the Democrats, we've got to be together. We've got to be together. So that really disappointed me. Disappointed me. Although we had a great turnout. Great food. Real great food. And we had quite a few folks who come down from North Alabama, Central Alabama. We had someone to come from Western Alabama. Okay, it was really an outstanding event. Just that I didn't see my brother and sister Republican. We did, I was just thinking about that, but they didn't show up either. But folks, we've got to support each other. You see me all around at different affairs, Republican affairs, okay? As a matter of fact, all over the state, you see me all around. When the Baldwin County Executive Committee had their event 3 weeks ago, the minority GOP bought a table for that event. Bought a table, but no one bought a table from Baldwin County for our event. Come on, Baldwin County. Come on, Mobile County. You know better than that. We have to stick together and we have to work together if we want to defeat the Democrats. So that's it, folks. Star Parker, an outstanding person. And you know what I'm so proud about when we talk about minority Republicans and Republicans working together. I'm so proud about regarding the young folks who we had a lot of young folks to come to that event, and they were the children of some of our members, okay? And they are Republicans. And one of the young girls, happened to be my cousin. She was there. They were helping out. Yeah, I think she's 11 years old, and she's telling everybody. And her mother told me tonight about her daughter, which is my cousin. When she was in school, she's telling people, "I am a Republican. I am a Republican." And the mother called her into the room tonight. I was over there eating some fish. TZ is fish night, okay, at my cousin. And she called her in, and she said, "Tell everybody what you were saying in school." And some of the kids didn't like it. She said, "I am a Republican. I am a Republican." And it made me feel so good. But it also saddened me because the attitude of some of her constituents, other students, talking about, "You're not a Republican. You're not a Republican." What we as Republicans have to do is to get some nerve, and she has nerves, okay? I think she's 11 years old. She's got nerves. She's a Republican, and that's that, okay? And you're not going to try and persuade her otherwise. Very important, folks, and that's what we as Republicans have to learn, okay? We have to learn to have guts. And you look at Star Parker. Let me tell you, she's been threatened. She lives in California. She lives in L.A. She has an office in D.C. And we talked about that. I was stationed in D.C. twice, and I hate it. I hated D.C. And she's stationed there, and she's been threatened, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you're not going to frighten her. You are not going to frighten her. And she does have a NGO there, where set up to help folks, disadvantaged folks, and those folks who want to get jobs and get back into the industry. One thing she doesn't like, folks, and she doesn't like welfare, because she used to be on welfare. Okay, she used to be on welfare. She despised welfare. And she talked about that. And we saw about a 5-minute video of her, which is, you know, a story, a short story about how she got where she's at today. Okay. And one thing, she was on welfare and she talked about it. She got off. She went back to school. She got her degrees. And she talked about get off the government. And that's how the Democrats keep a hold on the folks in the community, especially minorities. Okay? It's like being on the welfare. It's like being on the plantation. Get off of that plantation, but folks. Get off of that plantation. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. There are a couple things that I would like to talk about. And folks, this definitely irks me when I hear or read something, especially at AL.com, okay? It sounds like they are a liberal leading news outlet. And it really gets to me because of the fact that they never say anything positive about Republicans. It's always negative. Always negative. And I don't know why. I don't know why. But they never say anything negative about the Democrats. Never. Never. In my opinion. Because I don't read it. I don't read it. And I read the AL.com, and some of the reporters on there is totally, totally unbelievable. Unbelievable. And one thing that I read on there the other day, and it was about the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they were angry and trying to do something about the recent law that passed, and it talked about the law regarding transgender race, okay, that was signed into law, and I think Governor DeSantis did the same law, okay. How come everything, a lot that we do with our law in Alabama to try to protect the children, how come they get involved in that? Why do they get involved in that? Why do they get involved with just liberal stuff, okay? Like, voter suppression. Where is there voter suppression in the state of Alabama? There's not. There's no voter suppression. Where can you go? Where can you not go in Alabama and get an ID card for the purpose of voting? You get an ID card when you go to the bank. You need some kind of ID. How do people open up an account? How do they open up an account? If they want to buy cigarettes or liquor, they need an ID. How do they do that? Even the NAACP, when they have their annual meeting, they require an ID, a picture ID. So why is it required in all of those instances, and it's not required when you vote? Can somebody please tell me that? Why is it required for all of that and not when you vote? Why is it not required when you register to vote? How do we know who the hell is you are, where you were born at? If you were born in Nigeria or Kenya or China or Japan or Brazil. How do we know that? How do we know that you're not a U.S. citizen? Our Constitution, folks, they want us to get rid of our Constitution. And I'll tell you idiots out there now who want that, it's never going to happen. Never going to happen. Never, never, never going to happen. I've been in countries. I was in Nigeria. I was all over Africa and quite a few countries that have coups. And the first thing they do when they have a coup or a change of government, they get rid of the Constitution and write their own Constitution to fit their needs. And then they're in office for so many years as dictators. When they're finally killed or out of office, there's a new constitution, okay? You look at countries like England, some of the countries in Europe, America, we still have our constitution intact. It's intact. But there are some who come to this country who don't want that, okay? They don't want America like it is. It's terrible now, but it used to be a lot better, okay? But you have those idiots coming into our country, and they get together with some of the idiots who were born in our country, and they don't like what's going on. And that's what they're trying to do. And unfortunately, the majority are Democrats. Do you hear any Democrats talking about the border and what the Biden administration is doing? A couple just started that, okay? But shouldn't they can be concerned about the border and what's happening down there? I worked there in that area for 3 years when I was stationed down there. Shouldn't they be talking about it? Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, all of those idiots? You don't hear them talking about it. You hear Republicans, the Texas, the governor of Texas, Arizona, okay? They're right on the border, okay? Especially Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico. They need help down there. And now they're trying to lift Trump's law that he initiated. Obama, when he got into office, he prohibited the immigration from picking up illegals unless they were involved in a crime. So it started with Obama. Okay? Immigration, customs, they were picking them up and sending them back. Obama stopped that. You could pick them up, they got to be involved in a crime. And let me tell you what was happening down there, folks. Okay? On the other side of the border, the government doesn't run it. The cartels run it. So if you want to come in between the checkpoints on the border, the cartels, you have to take a package for them, okay? And then you take it to a certain location. Then you start walking to where the roads are. So if the immigration don't catch you with the package, you're not involved in a crime. But that's crap because just by coming across the border, okay, that is a crime. That's an illegal entry. The law states you're apprehended and you're sent back over. Obama was the one who stopped it. And Biden is the one who's made it the worst. Democrats, not Republicans. Trump had a great plan. That was you stop them at the border, send them back. If the country didn't want to take them, cut off funding for them. And they started taking them. Then Biden and Harris completely. The Border Patrol and Customs, they were overwhelmed. Okay? They were overwhelmed. And they still are overwhelmed. And if Biden retract President Trump's order to stop him and send him back, which he's about to do that now, and everybody is telling him, don't do it. Now you hear a couple of Democrats saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Just a couple. Did you hear our Congresswoman Sewell from Alabama say that? No, sirree, Bob. She is a Democrat. She hasn't said anything. And some of those folks are ended up in Baldwin and Mobile County now. That's where they're ending up at, some of them. Okay? These are illegals. These are not legal people. These are illegals. And I don't know how they're getting driver's license. Some of them can't even speak English. They're getting driver's license. And the worst part of it is we don't know who the hell they are. They're coming from countries all over the world. How do you think China is sending people here? Russia is sending people here. Iran is sending people here. Okay? We don't know who they are. They're not vested, folks. What's going to happen to this country in 2 years from now? These people, they have contacts here. Okay? They have them here. And contacts, I'm talking about contacts that are not good contacts. Okay? Radical contacts, they're here. Look at 9/11. Look at some of the other incidents. They are coming. And the Canadian border is just as worse. It is porous up there. I've been on the Canadian border. Where do you think those individuals from those northern states came from? Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin. Those individuals, where they come from? They came into Canada and walked right across the border. Okay? AOC and all her group. We'll be right back. Think about it.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right. Another good thing to happen. Couple days ago is Twitter is being sold. Okay? Elon Musk is buying Twitter and the Democrats are going crazy. They are going crazy because Twitter is the biggest really media outlet in the world. It's all over the world, folks. All over the world. And that's how the Democrats were using Twitter to get their message out, okay? Now, and remember, President Trump, when he was suspended, he had about 90 million folks following him on Twitter, and they cut him off. They cut him off, okay? Now, and I've never been on Twitter. But I tell you what, now that when Mr. Musk take over, I'm going to open up a Twitter account and I'm going to slam those Democrats. And I just hope that President Trump gets back on Twitter because he'll have 150 million, 200 million people on Twitter. And I'm telling you, they are afraid of that. They are afraid of that. So I am so happy that this man has the board, based on pressure from the investors, Twitter investors, they finally said, okay, we'll acquiesce. We'll sell it to you. What's going to happen? We don't know, but I know it's going to be good. It's going to be good for America. It's going to be good for the American people. And that will be a way that finally the conservatives, the patriots, can get their message out. Because look at the folks who Twitter has suspended. They have been Republicans. They have been Republicans. They don't. They you know, I had never heard of a Democrat being suspended, at least a very higher up Democrat. But numerous Republicans have been suspended. So Twitter has been a surrogate for the Democratic Party for years, and they are upset, highly upset. And we Republicans are elated, very much elated that this has happened. So we have to wait and see. The deal will probably be finalized before the end of the year. Okay? Before the end of this year. And it will be perfect for the American people, at least the conservative and the patriot American people. Because, folks, the Democrats want to destroy this country. They have. Look at what happened. I told someone the other day, when Biden took office, average price of gas was about $2.15 a gallon. Okay? Before Putin invaded Ukraine, it was $3-something. And the one thing about Democrats, they lie like heck, folks. They lie like heck. And they're trying to blame the rise in the gas prices on Russia. Folks, we only buy about 5% of our gas, our oil, from Russia. Prices had already gone up over $3. So how is it Russia when we're only buying 5% from Russia? It was a lie. It was a lie. I guess Russia is responsible for the border like it is. I guess they even say inflation. Russia was responsible for inflation. Somebody even say President Trump. I ask folks, and I challenge you Democrats right now, okay? Send me a text, and I'll read it on the air if it's appropriate. Give me one thing. And I was talking to one of my cousins last night, folks, before I tell you what I was going to say. I was talking to one of my cousins. And last night, we were talking, and he was talking about Biden, how great they were. I said, tell me one thing good that he's done for the American people since he's been in office. He said, well, Trump. I said, wait, Trump has been out of office for 14, 15 months. What are you talking about, Trump? He has nothing to do with what's happening now. Tell me. Give me one thing. I'm driving right now, but I will. And I know he's listening. Okay. I know he's listening. I'm driving right now, but I'll write down 5 things and then give them to you and let you know. Okay. Wait, why do you have to write down 5 things? Give me the 5 things that he has done. Give it to me. He couldn't give it to me. I challenged a couple of people in Mobile. One of them is always on Facebook. And, oh, my God, and she goes by an African name, and she's always talking about Trump. That's give me one thing that Biden has done. Well, Trump, wait a minute. Now Trump is out of office. Trump is not the government. It's Biden, Harris. Give me one thing. She never gave me one thing. I'm waiting for my cousin who's listening tonight. Hey, cuz, if you hear me, text me at 343-0106, or you have my phone number. You can text me. Give me one thing that the Biden administration have done to help the American people. Folks, I keep asking. I've asked this before on the air, and I never got a response. Never got a response. Okay? And that's the way the Democrats are. They don't want to talk about Biden and what he's done. Congresswoman Sewell from Alabama, she don't want, she won't say nothing, but she'll go along with everything that Nancy Pelosi wants. She'll vote for everything that Nancy Pelosi wants. But she won't talk negative. And you have to, look, folks, you have to give the Democrats credit. They do stick together. They lie together. They cheat together. And you tell anybody tell me this election was not fraud. And now it's all coming out. It's all coming out. Look at the Durham report with Hillary Clinton. What the Clinton administration did. Okay? What the Biden administration, before Biden, what the Democrats did in this last election. It's coming out now, folks. It's coming out. The Russian conspiracy, et cetera, et cetera. And someone recommended today, look, they got a special prosecutor when President Trump took office to investigate the Russiagate, okay? They had a special prosecutor, I don't know, almost $50 million, and he come up with nothing. Now, let's have a special prosecutor to investigate the Bidens. You did it with the Trumps. Let's have it. Now we know that the computer that Hunter Biden had, it gave to a fella to repair, and the guy turned it over to the authority. Now we know it's authentic, okay? Let's not, why not have a special prosecutor to investigate that? Why not? You did it against President Trump, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Sniff, all of you guys. So now let's have one. So Attorney General Garland appoint a special prosecutor, just like Jeff Sessions did when one was appointed to investigate the allegations against President Trump. Why not? Why not? What's good for the goose, folks, is good for the gander. Right now, the ganders are in the White House. They're in the White House. So let's appoint a special prosecutor. We need to do that and do that immediately. Immediately. Okay. And now, what's happening on the state level? What's happening? Mobile, right here in Mobile, the mayor and some of the council folks are trying to get the population in Mobile expanded. They're trying to get to up to over 200,000 folks. And unfortunately, the minorities on the Mobile City Council are fighting it. Okay? They're fighting it. And the mayor wants to do it. So I would say, City Council, you who are voting, vote for it. Vote for it. There's a lot happening in Mobile that shouldn't be happening. But because of the minorities on the city council, they want the population to be even or a little more minority than whites in Mobile. Okay, and that's why they're holding out. Fred Richardson did that. He was a leader of the pack then. He was a leader of the pack. So, I don't know, folks. We need to, I think the mayor is in a good position to do that. And I think that the city council should vote for it because that's revenue coming into Mobile. It's additional revenue. And also, with the federal government, they are giving money every day to the states. And they give additional revenue based on population. So why not? Why not let those folks in? If they request to come in, let them in. Let them in. Philip, how many more minutes we have before break? Oh, we got a half a minute. So you guys who are holding on, we got two calls. Just hold on. We're going into our break in the next 20 seconds, and then we'll talk to you during the break, and then we'll put you on when we come back on the air. So stand by, folks, and we will be back right after these breaks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, folks. And we have a very special guest. Her name is Melinda McGee, and she wants to talk about some of the activity that's getting ready to occur within the next week. Melinda, how you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Great. Tell our audience what you have for them.
All right. Well, I am honored to be the second vice president and the membership chair for Eastern Shore Republican Women. And for your listeners that may not know anything about Eastern Shore Republican Women, we are a club under the National Federation of Republican Women.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got several objectives, some of those being to recruit, train, and elect Republican candidates, to protect the integrity of our electoral process, and to inform the public through political and legislative education, training, and activity. So we've got a great opportunity to do just that in the way of education and getting everyone prepared to vote on May the 24th.
Okay.
There is an event that everybody needs to know about. It's the 2022 Eastern Shore Business Expo, and that's going to be at the Fairhope Civic Center from noon until 7 this Thursday. And we are so thrilled that Eastern Shore Republican Women will have a vendor space, also the Baldwin County Republican Party, and we're going to have a seminar from 5 to 6 on voter education. That's going to include how to become a poll watcher and how that process works. We'll have voter guides, we'll have sample ballots, and there will be representatives from the Baldwin County Board of Registrars to answer questions.
Mm-hmm. And where is that going to be at?
That is going to be at the Fairhope Civic Center.
Okay. And that's very important because a lot of people don't even know what's going on now. I talked to a couple of people, didn't even know that the primaries were going to be on the 24th. And we, you know, we're trying to get the word out to them. And I think and they have to, and we need people, right, to work that day. How do they, if someone wants to work that day, what do they have to do?
Well, we would love to have them. So right now we have shifts that are posted on the Eastern Shore Republican Women Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
You can just look for Eastern Shore Republican Women on Facebook, and you can take a shift. So we would love to have folks come and volunteer and also just join that session on voter education so they can learn more about how to be involved.
Right.
Because you are right. A lot of people don't know what's going on, and that's part of our mission is to let people know why it's important and that every voice matters, and that if we, you know, want to make sure that our county stays red and that we take our country back, that it's going to take everybody's voices raised to make that happen.
Right. Now, I've attended quite a few of the Federation of Republican Women luncheons that we have. How many members in that specific group?
Well, we're doing very well. We're over 200 members. Our goal is to get to 300 by May the 15th. That
wow.
is our deadline for membership for this year. So we're working hard. And membership is very easy. You can go to our website, esrw.org, and that gets you membership not only in our local club, but at the state level and on the national level. And we're actually one of the largest groups in the state, and we want to keep that momentum and just build it even more.
Wow. Wow. All right, Melinda, anything else for our audience?
I just thank you so much, and we appreciate your support, George. We're also honored to have you as an associate member of ESRW and to have your support, and we appreciate this time to let folks know about what's going on. In addition to the special event, we also have a monthly lunch that's the third Thursday at Fairhope Yacht Club. That's at 12 o'clock.
Right.
So if you want to know more, we'd love to have you join, but just come out and learn more about us if you want to do that before you decide to become a member.
Great, great, great. It sounds good. And I will be at that luncheon. And
I look forward to seeing you.
Right, right. I would definitely. All right, Melinda, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for all you do, George.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, if you want to learn about the voting, upcoming election on the 24th of May, attend that meeting. That's very important. And if you want to work, you can work because they still have, I think they're paying $150 a day if you want to work. So, hey, you can make $150. Why not? Why not? At least you can buy a cup of coffee with it and a donut and a hot dog, because that's how much they cost now. Everything is arisen. I don't know about Starbucks coffee, though. I think that's pretty expensive. You can maybe a couple cups of Starbucks coffee. But anyway, folks, let's get serious here. We didn't have any of our candidates. I talked to quite a few who want to be on the show. I know we have some scheduled for next week, but we've got to get serious. We've got to get serious, and we've got to get those Democrats out of office. We really do, and we need to get more black minority Republicans in office. We need to do that. We need to do that. Because the Democrats are doing nothing to help this country, in my opinion. They're doing nothing. They're doing nothing. But we'll be out there recruiting. I'm the minority outreach coordinator for the Alabama Republican Party. We'll be out there recruiting folks. And if any organization is looking for speakers, okay, let us know. And if you're an organization in Clark County and you're looking for some speakers to come out there, and when I say speakers, we're talking about congressional folks, people from ADECA, people from the governor on down, let us know. And we will bring them out there because we know the Democrats are not doing anything, okay? They're doing nothing. They're putting on a show in Montgomery doing the legislative session, but that's all. And they're sponsoring bills that don't mean nothing, folks. These bills don't mean nothing that they're sponsoring. And then some of the Republican bills, I don't know where they get those ideas from, but we need to do it. We need to do it. Who's going to win the election? The governor? The Senate? I don't know. I have no idea because to me, there are too many people, so many people in the race, it's hard to tell. It's very difficult to tell. Now, one campaign I support is Senate District 33. Now, Pete Ream is running in that district, okay? He is the lone Republican, and he's running against Vivian Figures. I wish I had someone to run against Napoleon Bracey. I wish, but I couldn't get that person because they were moving into the area, and it didn't go through, so... Bracey in 4 years will be after you. We'll have somebody running in that position. But Vivian, we're going to come after you. Pete Ream is our guy. And now you're over in Baldwin County. Part of your district is in Spanish Fort, all of Spanish Fort, part of Loxley, okay, in your district, and Pete Ream is going to do an outstanding job, and I believe he's going to win that. He's going to win that district. I really do. I really do. We need somebody in that district who will communicate with her constituents, okay? We need somebody. She does not. She does not. I have relatives in that district who said that they never see her. She never had meetings in her district. Now, she's been there for over 24 years. why do you keep voting for her if that's the case? That's what the Democrats do. 24 years, she never called a meeting, district meeting, nothing. And they keep voting for her. Well, now you got some competition, and we're going to be after you. All right, folks, got to get out of here. We enjoyed tonight. We'll see you same time, same day, next week. Until then, everybody, Vaquan Dales.